USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge in Florida said he would likely make public at least part of an affidavit detailing the evidence that led the FBI to search former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home last week. Despite concerns from a Justice Department official about revealing sensitive national security information, attorney for the media organization suing to have the information revealed, Deanna Shulman, says the judge will protect the identity of confidential informants.
That it's very common in these situations that information that would lead to the disclosure of their identity is kept secret.
Another four buses of illegal immigrants have arrived in New York City, bringing the total to 15 in just the past 2 weeks. Both cities have asked the federal government for money to help deal with the illegal immigrants. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We are surely in a housing recession. That's according to the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, who said that sales of previously owned homes fell by about 6% last month when compared to June. That same economist adding, we're in a housing recession because builders are not building. The CDC is taking a closer look at itself.
Rochelle Walensky, director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, announced Thursday the agency failed to respond effectively to the COVID-19 pandemic, and changes are in the works to make it better. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Kohl's is blaming inflation for a cut in its financial forecast. The Wisconsin-based retail chain now projects net sales to decline by up to 6%. Kentucky's pro-life law will stand for now. The state Supreme Court saying they'll hear arguments regarding Kentucky's near-total abortion ban this fall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Billions of dollars set aside in President Biden's new spending and tax law would reward people who buy electric vehicles, but the tax credits are in jeopardy of never reaching drivers' pockets. To be eligible for the tax credits, EVs must be assembled in North America and batteries must be sourced from either the United States or free trade partners. And as it stands right now, of the 72 EV models on the market today, 70% are ineligible for tax credits. The heat this summer could affect your holiday season.
Heat waves could affect Christmas tree farms. Live Christmas trees are more popular than ever, but heat waves and droughts could force some to go back to artificial trees. It takes years to grow a tree before it's harvested, and while more mature trees could be plentiful this holiday season, newer trees with years to go are suffering in some parts of the country. For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Updated COVID boosters are potentially going to be available early next month. White House COVID coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha predicting new boosters, which will target a dominant strain of the virus, would become available in roughly the next 3 weeks. Jha saying it depends on if both the FDA and CDC work through the process for authorization, which is expected. More news can be found by following us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.